Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. And for everybody who thinks it's not really the Eurovision season until Insight goes weekly with the podcast, Insight goes weekly with the podcast. I mean, I did say last week we were going weekly, but maybe some of you didn't quite believe me or were just a sort of, yeah, well, he said, but let's just wait and see if one pops up next Friday. Well, it's next Friday, and here you are. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. I'm Ewan Spence, and it is time, yes, for the national season to kick off into high gear. Weekly news coming into your ears from the ESC Insight podcast, which you can find back at escinsight.com. Coming up in the next 20 minutes or so, get excited. So much is happening on Monday. Of course, if you're listening to this next week, then this will be from last week and Monday will have passed and you will hear all about this in the next podcast. But for now, Monday the 8th, lots happening. Keep your ears and your eyes peeled ready for that online. Be brave, because Jazz has won once more at the Song Contest, and we reveal who I think the mystery Brit is in the room in Belarus. But before that, a quick thank you to everybody who's supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/ESC Insight, where you can support the site. Nothing's going anywhere. Everything's okay. We're just trying to get everything on a nice, good forward footing to make sure we can carry on doing this for many a year going forward. All the Patreons are currently discussing the question they want to ask the ESC Insight team, because the members all get an Ask ESC Insight article over on the Patreon website. You can join them for as little as $1 a week to support the website, patreon.com/ESC Insight. But if you're just quite happy listening along, reading the content, and you can't go that far, that's great. Not a problem. Great to have you company. But if you do want to give us a little bit of a hand, not a problem. We'd very much appreciate that. Okay, on with the news. Yep, it's the very top, so let's go with, we have another name for the Song Contest in May. It's from Georgia, who announced during ESC Radio's Top 249 and Euphoria that the prog folk jazz group Iriayo would be singing for Georgia in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. There were rumours and thoughts that there would be a national final, but nope, it's going for an internal selection, at least for the group. We don't have any information on the song yet, but they do some lovely progressive jazz. They have a version of Take Five on YouTube. So we should find a link to that. It's like, you know, jazz standard, but it shows much more. They're much more vocal. They're much more about polyphonic sound than you have through. And basically, if every jazz fan in Europe votes in that semi-final, then it's going to be a bloodbath in the public vote and Georgia will top it. What happens with the jury, because we're 50-50 now, I don't know. Of course, every single rock fan voted Lordi, but it was 100% jury, 100% public vote then, no jury involved. So it won't be as tricky to gather all the jazz aficionados for a 3-minute burst in May, but you never know. Yeah, I mentioned there, you see Radio's Top 249 in Euphoria, topping for the 6th year running. Congratulations, guys. Full listings and details are on there. Also doing the rundown in the last week was the EBU's official Eurovision channel. It's been listing the top tracks that have been watched on the official YouTube videos. The top 10 clip came out last week. 8 tracks came from this year's show. So if you ever wonder about how much recency has to play in all of these contests, it's very good example. The two outliers, by the way, were Sergei Lazarev and Jesse Matador. I'm not going to tell you which numbers were where they goes were, or in fact who the other 8 were, because that would be a bit of a spoiler. Head over to youtube.com/Eurovision and you'll find the full details there. Starting up, things that will be announced on Monday, they're going to be peppered throughout the show, so you're going to have to keep listening, but you know, get ready on the bingo card. Here's your first Monday announcement. It's going to be the hosts. RTP will be announcing their watch out on our Twitter, our Facebook, and every other Eurovision social feed out there to find out who it is. At the moment, Caterina Furtado is sort of probably going to be that one. But, you know, there are some other names in the mix. The location for the Euroclub has also been confirmed. Quai de Sodre, which is about a 30-minute commute from the arena, but there's also foods and clubs and cafes in that area. It's generally open until midnight through the weekdays and till 2 a.m. on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I would expect on the Tuesday for the semi-final one that will be extended out to 2 a.m. as well. It's also just a short stroll from the Euroclub over to Praca de Comercio and the Euro Cafe. Now, there was stuff in the week that the United Kingdom might be attending the Junior Eurovision Song Contest meeting that's happening in Minsk shortly. Looked like it was a dodgy translation from BTRC, and then through Google Translate they said that there was going to be a Brit in the room. The head of delegation confirmed there isn't going to be a UK broadcaster there. They're not in discussion or anything. My gut feel here is that the mystery was because somebody went, oh, Paul Jordan's going to be in the room. He's British, therefore Britain's in the room. And the delightful Eurovision whispers continued. So there you go. Either that or Paul Jordan is entering the Junior Eurovision Song Contest and we don't know much else. I hope not. I've heard him sing at Eurostars, and much as Sing Little Birdie will stick in my mind, it will be for completely the wrong reasons. Okay, national final results time. One behind closed doors, which is Israel. The 71 contestants who reached the pass mark in the auditions have now been whittled down to 20. And those finalists include Rinat Bar, who took part in the selection show K-Dam in Israel in 2005, and Sharon Aharoni, who took part in K-Dam in 2011. Other 18, no previous experience that we can see so far of Eurovision selection shows, but we will keep you advised as we go through the next 3 months leading up. And then we reckon the deadline is going to be sort of like mid-March or something. Lithuania, heat one has taken place. Each heat, half of the contestants will drop, which is a curious one because there's 13 in this week's show. I'm guessing whoever finishes seventh, it's the do we want you to stay or no, and we will decide. Currently in seventh place, because we only have the jury votes at the moment from the first show, is the group called Justin 3, who decided to protest the fact that they had to mind by getting up from the drum kit, taking three steps to the left, and then carrying on pretending to drum. So they finished the jury vote in seventh. The public vote is gathered throughout the week and is announced at the start of next week's show. So at the moment, all we know is that Goda with Fire Fountain is in leading place with 12 points, and are at the very bottom, not scored anything yet, German Kinderte, Medimiskutate, and Nikita Lamra singing Daj. I might have got that last one the wrong way around. The group might have been Daj, but there we go. We'll have the first eliminations out of Heat 1 of Lithuania next week. Around all the other national finals, Belarus, of course, with the mystery Paul Jordan there. A little rush at the end to get the songs in. Over 90 entries have now been received by DTRC. They will have an internal selection process before deciding how many of those are going to go forward to the national final and confirming exactly when that national final will B. Bulgaria have got in a lot of PR sizzle over the last week or so, keeping interest high in what is arguably an internal selection process. But they're looking to recruit a fan panel to help with that and sit alongside the international jury members. Their BG underscore Eurovision Twitter account has the details. You've got to like find the message, reply to it, and see why you think you should be on the fan panel. 250 people already have. There's going to be 13 songs involved here, and one of those songs has a returning artist from the Eurovision Song Contest involved. It's going to be somebody who's not necessarily from Bulgaria, who's been in a contest after the 2012 or later, but not 2015, but some names have already been discounted. So it's not Sanna Nielsen, it's not Sophie Marinova, and it's not any of the Boronoshki Babushkis. So that means Sergei Lazarev's still in play for Bulgaria, and that would be a very interesting duet. Also with the PR sizzle, those 13 songs, all the song titles have been released as well, so we can now decide which looks best without having any idea who's singing it, what style they are, or indeed if they've got a key change or not. Personally, I like Lovers to Enemies, that's a fun one, Two Hearts Collide, which I think it's just a nice bit of swing jazz going on there. And Cold as Ice. But I think I would be willing to sacrifice that last one. Over in the Czech Republic, six songs and artists will be revealed on Monday. Guess it. Bingo! There's another one for your diaries. We already know two of the names there. Miklos Josef with the song Lie to Me and Jacob Ondra, Reasons to Love You, have already been confirmed. There will be public voting involved there alongside an international jury. Voting starts on the 22nd of January through the official Eurovision.tv app, and the winner will be announced on January the 29th. So it's a national final, but not necessarily one that's showing up on Saturday night TV. France, who, of course, are having a Saturday night grand final for their national final and semi-finals, which is also going to be shown on Virgin Media TV on the French channel. Check listings for details, literally, on that one. Short clips of the first nine acts on all their names have been released. Performers in the running are Malo, June the Girl, Luca, Egypt, Emiliana, Madame Monsieur, Sweem, Noé, and Phenomen. Phenomen, not Phenomen. Although I love the fact they've got a band called IGIT, which I will from now on pronounce incorrectly as Egypt because I'm Scottish and that's what you do. But keep a close eye there on Madame Monsieur is our bet for the park. Finland had an internal selection of the artist, as we know, Sara Aalto. She selected the three songs that she will be taking forward to the Choose a Song for Sarah to Sing at Eurovision, which is going under the UMK banner, curiously enough, and will take place on the 3rd of March. Okay, ready for your Monday bingo card? Ready, ready? Sanremo tickets go on sale. Yay! No further details on that one, although I'm still trying to navigate the press accreditation system. It's a bit of a monster. Malta, lyric videos came out on Thursday, so we could listen to all 16 entries to Malta's Eurovision Song Contest selection. Also, there was a rule change here. It switched away from what we thought was going to be 100% televote to 50-50 voting, which is going to make it a little bit more of an interesting contest. Stops it being just a pure who's the favourite person with the public. That has previously made it quite easy to decide who's going to win through. So I think it is the right way to go. Although I suspect anybody who's written a song purely for public and now has to worry about having the jury component as well, it's maybe going to wonder why those real rules weren't released and changed a little bit earlier. For those of you keeping track over on Weeby Blogs, they've got a fan poll running. Brooke's song Heart of Gold is up first, and then Eleanor Kassar's Back to Life currently in second place. Everybody else is chasing. Montenegro confirms that 31 entries have been received for their national final. Five will go through to the one-shot show on February the 17th. Try saying that when you haven't had enough coffee. Russia. No details as such here, but New Year's Eve saw Julia Samoylova perform on Russian television's New Year's Day, New Year's Bells, Hogmanay Night Show, and with The Flame is Burning. Yep, that one that did, but didn't, but did, but didn't. The perfect moment to announce her attendance at Lisbon 2018? You would have thought so. Still trying to work out personally if this is a, look everybody, remember Julia, we're going to be sending her to Eurovision, or if it was a, hey Julia, thank you very much for doing what you did during the year. Here's your reward. And now it's 2018 and we're going to move on to somebody else. Time will tell whether that happens or not. San Marino have announced their third judge for the 1 in 360 online selection programme. That's UK songwriter Neon Hitch, who will be joining Austria's 2016 singer Zoe and choreographer Mike Bug on the panel. Slovenia confirming they've got 16 songs in their selection process in the semi-final, which is rumoured to be February the 17th. Four will be qualified by public choice, four qualify by a jury choice. In the semi-final, you have to sing in Slovenian, but there is no language rule in the final, which we suspect will be the week after, in which case February the 24th. And finally, on your bingo card for Monday, it's alphabetical order, so what do you think is going to happen here? Is it going to be something from Ukraine, United Kingdom, or it's from Sweden? Yeah, the Melody Festival and running orders are going to be popping out. So everybody is going to have a look to see who is running last in Heat 4, and will everyone say, oh, that's the chosen one, that's the only one, that's the only PR effort we'll be going with, but not necessarily whoever's going to win. But, you know, we'll still keep an eye on who's running last in each of those semi-finals, heats, whatever you want to call them, rounds. MF1. Well, I mean, I just write MF1, MF2, MF3, MF4. There we go. Right then, music time. Let's take a little burst on what may or may not be something that's popping up in the Norwegian national final. Now, we should point out here that this is a Monday, but not a Monday. The 8th is expected to be released on Monday the 15th. It's a track by an artist called Ida Maria called Scandilove, which is this great big pop mess of a delightful sample that you can hear on Amazon. That single is being released on the 15th, which is also when Norway is going to be releasing all the names of the artists and songs that are going forward for NGP. So we're kind of crossing our fingers here. Ida Maria has been around the Norwegian music scene for the last 10 years or so. Her first album came out in 2008, Fortress Round My Heart. And it's just a delightful number of combinations and sounds and stuff. So we're going to go with something that sounds nothing like the a sample of Scandi Love that's up on Amazon just now. We're going to go back to a single release that came out at the end of last year, Fife, and just for a little bit of sort of dark, sparse Scandi melody here to go through. To just remind everybody, it's not all schlager and pop and light and stuff and things. This, from Ina Maria, is Fife.
For vi lever for å dø Til vi smelter bort som snø Og de ser etter feil Men jeg flipper fingeren for jeg lager min vei Når alle ber det stoppe opp Glem det å fokusere og jobb For sjalusien den brenner Har skjønt at mange broer må brenne Så alle ikke venner Fy faen, fy fy faen Alle de snakes, det helt normal Fy faen, fy fy faen Ingen har tid til en mislykket dag Fy faen, fy fy faen Alle gir meg hodepine nå om dagen Fy faen, fy fy faen Dette budskapet gjennom min sang, yeah Ai, 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 oh. Ay 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 ja, oh. Ay 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 ja, oh. Det budskapet gjennom min sang. Noen få snakker mye, mye bak min rygg. Snakker mye på mobilen, fortsatt på den og de sløser bort livet. Forandring må skje. Vet klisjé. Men dette ikke film, så sett deg ned og hør på når jeg gjør min ting Fy faen, fy fy faen Mange gutta mine har begynt å høsle om dagen Fy faen, fy fy faen Ingen har tid til en mislykket dag Fy faen, fy fy faen Skal vise alle sammen for jeg sitter på en plan, yeah Fy faen, fy fy faen Dette budskapet gjennom min sang, yeah Ai, 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 ai Ai, 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 ai Ai, 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 ai Det budskapet gjennom min sang
There we go. It's quiet, it's sparse, it's unlike what we suspect Scandi Love is going to be like. And of course, all the other tracks that are going to be hitting Norway selection and all the other national final selections will be giving you roundups and catch up here in our weekly news podcast, keeping up to date. Now, we're going to be weekly right through until probably April the 27th. Because that Friday is the day before I will be flying out to Lisbon. And once we get to Lisbon, we'll switch over to the gears. There'll be one over the weekend, and then we will be daily from backstage in the press room and round and about Lisbon as well. Right, what have we got looking forward? Well, we're not expecting anything major. Over the next week. But we do have that big Music Monday coming up with the running order for Melody Fest Valen, Sunrama tickets going on sale, the host reveal and the Czech artist reveal. And no doubt there'll be another bits and pieces popping through and France will start leaking out some more names as they sort of stage through Destination Eurovision going on that one as well. Back on ESC Insight, both parts of our musical moments of 2017 have been posted. Both the core team of Insight and many friends of the parish and our contributors and friends and voices that appear on a podcast have done their two songs of that sort of typify the year. They may think, yeah, that was an interesting, good, curious year of the song contest. Go back, read them. Opinions are always welcome. Charlene's interview with the CEO of The Native, the company that's won the 10-year tender from the EBU to run the Eurovision Fan House website, is also up on ESC Insights. You can read through and see the ambitions that the new website has and where it hopes to take coverage of the song contest from an official angle on there. Next week, we'll have Bits and Pieces coming up. John Paul will be carrying on with which is probably enough news to do a newsletter going out over the weekend. Whew, for sure. So we'll catch up with all the news over the weekend and what's happening around the rest of the world of the song contest there. And we're probably going to have a look at ticketing over the next week or two as well. The security things that are put in place for ticketing, what can be done, what the EBU can learn from other places that sell tickets to big, important, wonderful events and concerts, all that coming up. And of course, we'd love your support as well, both by sharing and leaving comments and generally getting the word out. But also, if you want to do a little bit more help for us and support, do visit patreon.com/ESE Insight, where you can support the website from as little as one really, really, really cheap cup of coffee a week, or one really, really good coffee every month. And we've got some gifts and giveaways and extra content for you there if you do decide to help out. Thanks very much for your ears. Insight's not going anywhere, don't worry about that. But we will take a sort of enjoy the weekend, come back, newsletter, articles, podcast, news, all that coming up next week. Thanks for your ears. I'm Ewan Spence. I'll say goodbye with the guitars.